You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our live events channel, your source for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives, as well as meeting planner experts and business owners who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Kelsey Recht, CEO and founder of Venue Book. Venue Book is an open table-like platform for event planners and consumers to find and book event spaces online at venuebook.com. Kelsey, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, what was your inspiration for Venue Book and what type of services do you provide?
It's a great question. So at a high level, as any entrepreneur, I think everybody always has that inside of, there has to be a better way to do this, which was really my inspiration for Venue Book. When I was living in Chicago, I was the director of finance for a nonprofit that was just starting in the area. And I watched that group try to plan their first fundraiser and had that typical, you know, why isn't this a more efficient, easier market? And Venue Book was really conceived then in that, why can't you do this online in an easy-to-do experience? However, one of the things that I think Venue Book did really differently is I came from the planner background, and so I also understood that I'd never run a venue. I think as an entrepreneur, you need to understand, you know what you know, but you also understand what you don't know and go out and recruit that talent. So when I moved to New York City, I ended up hiring somebody who had built most of paperless post, and also a woman that came from the venue world. And what we ended up conceiving was a very, very different type of service than what everybody else was doing to solve this problem of finding a venue, which was basically a software solution that we sell to venues for them to manage on the cloud, which then over time, we open up that inventory into a marketplace for planners to find and book spaces in real time.
Excellent. Great stuff here. Now, how is Venue Book unique from other event planning sites or products?
So, you know, I just started touching on that. One of the things that we do very differently is that we felt that the event world couldn't become digital till the venue became digital, because venues currently manage themselves via sort of pen and pencil or Google Docs or PDF. And so there's no two-sided smart system for them to interact with their clients, and that most of the systems that they're using are really for their own internal organization. And so what's very different about us versus other solutions on the market, which tend to fall into two categories. Either they're a media website that, you know, lists venues, and you can call up or send the venue an email. Or on the other side, they're a venue software solution, but it's just for the venue. What's different about Venue Book is that we sell in a venue software solution that becomes their day-to-day system that they can collect quotes on, they can send proposals, they can do e-signatures, they can take payment. And so it becomes their day-to-day operational tool. But then what's so different about our system versus what's out there on the market is that it's interactive and collaborative. And think about sort of the generation of planners that's growing up now. They, you know, they want everything in a digital environment. So instead of having a contract sent to them via email, they get it in Venue Book, they can track the changes, they can collaborate, they can choose their menu online. So really the collaborative tools of Venue Book for working with your clients are much more attuned to the digital generation and what today's kind of young, up-and-coming event planners want out of venues.
What top digital trends have you seen affect today's hospitality, events, and service industries?
First off, you know, 10 years ago when OpenTable started, you know, a lot of, actually probably about 15 years now, a lot of people really felt that digital would take away from service and hospitality. And I think what has really shifted in terms of the trends of the way hospitality is looking at technology is that technology can actually extend service. And one of the things that we always ask at Venue Book is, when does service start? Does service start when somebody walks into your hotel or your restaurant or your gallery for an event? No, it starts the second that somebody is starting to look for that space, starting to, you know, even inquire about what the pricing would be. And so I think one of the biggest trends is that today's operators are understanding that just because you have technology doesn't mean that it's removing that high touch and that service that makes hospitality so unique. In many ways, it's enhancing what people already want out of the digital world today. And that, I think, for example, in the case of Uber, you could argue that all of the technology that Uber has introduced actually provides a really hospitable, amazing experience. And so technology is enhancing other industries, and hospitality is starting to think of it almost as a win rather than taking away from their personalized touch. And I think that's really shifted over the last few years, and you see that with the embracing of these, all of these new apps, such as being able to pay at your table, you know, even a venue book. And so you, all these new innovations are really helping to kind of bring hospitality into the 21st century with technology.
Today we are joined by Kelsey Recht, CEO and founder of Venue Book, an open table-like platform for event planners and consumers to find to book events online at venuebook.com here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with our live events channel, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kelsey, is Venue Book available outside New York City, and are there plans for expansion in 2015?
Right now, Venue Book is available mostly in New York City. We have a really wide selection of some very marquee venues, including Michael White's Alta Maria Group, Benchmark, Michelin star restaurants like Mario Batali's Del Posto, the Breslin in Peoria. So we have an amazing selection here in New York. D.C. is launching very, very soon. So D.C., if you're down there, is coming ASAP. And also we're moving into new markets. We already have venues in other markets, and really what we're doing in 2015 is expanding our venue base to the other big, big metropolitan areas such as Chicago, San Francisco, and L.A. And so that's really what will be coming down the pike in 2015, that will be in a lot more major cities by the end of the year.
Certainly exciting times to come. So what have you found to be the biggest advantage for the venues and restaurants that use VenueBook?
One of the biggest advantages is that when you're using manual systems and you're very busy, because venue managers are extremely busy, you're never tracking or thinking efficiently about your processes. And one of the things that we've seen out of our venues is a couple of very key advantages. First off, because the system is seamless and everything flows together, they're collecting much better data on their customers and understanding their customers' preferences, what they like, how often they book events. And in an industry where, you know, going back to my point around how technology really supports service, in an industry where, you know, you have some very high-profile, very valuable customers, being able to go in and understand their CRM profile is really valuable. Additionally, we've seen at a lot of our venues a very high decrease in their booking times, and that venues are now able to book events through the system faster. So on average, if you were to ask a venue manager with a manual system how long it takes them to book an event, they would say probably about a week to 2 weeks. Whereas we see a much faster turnaround, and the reason we do is that everybody's busy these days. So imagine if you're booking an event, you're on the road, you have a contract that you need to print and scan, but you're on the road, you can't do it. You know, it takes time to get that back to the venue. Whereas if you get a quote via Venue Book, which you can accept on your mobile phone while you're sitting at the gate to board your next flight and put down a deposit, you're going to be booking and turning around that event much faster. And today's event planners are busy. They're just as busy as event planner as the venue managers. And so this type of ease of use is helping streamline the process and moving events through the booking process much faster.
I would certainly say so. Lastly, what's the best piece of business advice that you would give to other entrepreneurs listening in today, and why?
Talk to your customers as much as possible. And that one thing we do extremely well at VenueBook, and we've always done well, is we don't take anything for granted, and that we speak directly to our venues and event planners as often as possible, because people vote with their feet when it comes to products. And the last thing you want to do when you're building a business is hole up and code all day long and build a product that people don't necessarily want. And, you know, we've made mistakes at VenueBook doing that, but where we really shine is by going out and asking people what they like about their products and what they don't like. And oftentimes, you know, the stuff that they don't like are the biggest areas for improvement and the best ways that we can really, you know, delight them. Because, you know, in a world where it's easy to build a product, it's much harder to find people that want to pay you for your product and, you know, are happy and satisfied with you. And that's one thing that we really take a hold of at VenueBook. And the way we see it is that we sell software to the hospitality industry. So the way that we approach our customers and the products that we build for them need to be hospitable, and that we need to provide the same sort of service to our software customers as they expect to provide to their customers when they walk into the hotel or the restaurant or the gallery. And that's really something that runs through the company, and I think we've been able to build, you know, a product and a big happy customer base because of that.
Well said, and congratulations. Certainly appreciate that outstanding advice. For the listeners today, it's VenueBook.com. Kelsey, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me today, Eric. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Kelsey Recht, CEO and founder of VenueBook, an open table-like platform for event planners and consumers to find and book event places online. And once again, the website of reference is VenueBook.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.